On this episode of Chicago Beer Pass, I'm back from Ireland, and Nick gives me the lowdown on what I missed at Uppers and Downers. All that and more on this week's episode. These last 3 weeks of the week, what'd you make it to?
Yeah, because you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley.
I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? That's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this.
Raw, raw, raw.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And although it's been a while, you know, we really haven't been in a while. Because we recorded two episodes the week before.
Yeah, the Good Beer Hunting episode.
Mm-hmm.
And then that week's episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
so we're on schedule. It just feels like a while because we haven't recorded in two
right,
weeks.
Yeah. But the audience, our loyal listeners, mm-hmm. they've been up to speed.
Yeah. Cheers to you guys.
But I am back from Ireland. We are back recording a little late this week, but we're here drinking beer.
Yeah, man, just like old times. We got the Defender, Brad, from the good folks at Haymarket.
Yeah, I saw this on the shelf. I was like, I hadn't picked up some Haymarket beers in a while, and I've been wanting to make a trip over there just because I haven't made it there in a while either. So I was like, Let's do it. And stouts, Ireland stouts.
I hear you.
Uppers and downers, right. Stouts.
Yeah, man, and I like the variation on the Haymarket logo, where it's, you know, it's the big H, and then, he's like a worker bee, and he's got a mug of beer. Mm-hmm. But this, like, is like the paper boy, you know, with the same style hat, you know, throwing the paper. And, yeah, man, the Defender, American Stout. I remember this beer because it was Gold World Beer Cup and Gold Great American Beer Fest that same year.
Oh, it was. Yeah, okay. Like, I forgot about that.
Yeah, best stout in the land.
Okay, it makes sense. They got that gold lettering then going. Yeah. So nice.
If I'm not mistaken, it's the base for their barrel-aged beer, Indignant, I believe.
Okay. I think so. Makes sense, yeah. 7%, so, you know, not too bad.
Yeah, a proper hoppy stout,
mm-hmm.
you know, or black IPA in some circles, right?
Yeah, it kind of does. It has that, like, malt dryness and just overall like just dry feeling that maybe a black IPA might have too.
Yeah. The hoppy stouts that I dig the most locally are probably this one and Close Encounter from Pipeworks with the Martians.
Nice.
The Blue Martian lady on it.
Yeah. I also thought picking this up because Haymarket has a new beer out called They Might Suck, right?
Try Not to Suck. Yeah, it's a collab between Haymarket and Joe Madden, who's the manager of the Cubs.
Okay.
And it's a German lager, and the proceeds go to Respect 90. Respect 90 is a foundation for homeless and jobless veterans.
Okay.
So, yeah, Try Not to Suck.
Yeah, that's awesome. So that's in cans now.
Yeah.
I think it just hit shelves. It's just coming out, so look for that. The label looks awesome. It's very bright. It's a little different than some of the other Haymarket cans. It kind of pops a little more.
Yeah, they're starting to leverage their that space up in Bridgman because they got another collab with I've seen collabs with them at bars now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so they're doing stuff. Good for them.
Nice, so look for that. There's an interview that they did on Mancow this morning.
No kidding.
So I saw some pictures on Facebook of that.
I immediately have visions of like this Delta 88 that I was driving in like the summer of 98 on my way to the West Burbs listening to Man Cow in the morning.
Yeah.
Q101, like every morning. That was my routine.
Yeah.
Man, I haven't heard that name. He's still on the radio.
He's still around. I don't know what radio station it is, but yeah. He's out there.
Yeah, because I think Q101 is like a Christian station now.
Oh, it is? I thought, no, it was for a minute.
Oh, yeah?
And then it came back, and now it's back to, like, you know, all rock. Because people, I think, were like, what is this?
Man.
But, yeah, we'll keep knocking back these American stouts as we dive into some topics this week. Because I want to hear about Uppers and Downers.
Yeah, man, Uppers and Downers, man. This was my second one. So where were we? Pilsen. You know, it's a good party. You don't really have to change much about this party, right? Mm-hmm. It's we talked about it in the episode with GBH. A couple of things that I noticed right away this year were like there were food this year upstairs from Deucex is right next door, so some of the stuff was from them, and then there was a caterer that came in as well, man.
Yeah, because they usually have like donuts or there's been pizza.
Oh, yeah? Oh, so maybe there was food last year and I just missed it.
You're all busy with liquid food.
I was going up and down. I was too busy with that. This this year, first thing I did was go straight for the cocktails, man. You know.
Okay, well, you were rolling in night crew.
Yeah, I didn't go AM session. I went PM. Josh Riley from the Kankakee Journal was there. You know, it was a good time, man. So uppers and downers, man. The beer that comes to mind was Five Rabbits, man. El Ingo Montoya, that beer they do with Gaslight and the Costa Rican coffee.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, and they put the, what is it, Dolce de Leche in that. It's an Imperial Porter with Dolce de Leche. And that beer just makes me happy, man. You know, it was a safe bet. I didn't get to the Goose beer. You know what I? You know what pissed me off too, man. As a beer that I really wanted to get was it was gone by the time I knew they were there. Was Maplewood. Maplewood had a cherry fooder beer with coffee that people were going nuts over.
That sounds good.
I just didn't get to it, man. I was kicking myself about that. But I did enjoy the Irish coffee.
Okay,
man. So I'm like, you know, we saw Michael Kaiser. I'm like, so yo, who won the contest? Because you know the winner was delicious. He was like, dude, some bar in L.A. It was called Bibo Ergum Sum. It's a bar in L.A.
Sounds like you're just making it worse. You're talking about the Cruz Blanca beer, so a bunch of Spanish words, Bibo Blop Bing.
And then, yeah, he's like, man, the dude won. He entered the contest, made it, the whatever party that was that week, flew back to L.A., and he found out he won. And it's like, well, man, what do I do? And they're like, well, don't worry, we'll have Talia Hall, you know, make this cocktail
for, yeah,
you know, on your behalf.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Did you try it?
Oh, that was great. Okay. That's the first thing I had.
Oh.
You know, your glass gets oddly kind of filmy, you know, but I didn't care. I'm like, give me the Irish coffee. So this thing had Powers Whiskey, Counterculture Coffee, which is one of the brands they're pouring, doing espresso shots. Let's see, it had raspberries, Damara, and apricot.
Nice. I think it was like one of the last nights I was in Ireland, we were drinking Irish coffees. I think I had two or three that night.
Yeah.
Where we were listening to music. And what I loved, I think I'm sure they did this at Uppers and Downers, is every Irish coffee is a fresh espresso pull, right?
Yeah.
So like usually if you get Irish coffee at like a bar or your family's house, it's like the coffee that got made in the morning.
You know?
Or
yeah. Or we just made this drip coffee, whatever. You know?
Yeah, it's but like, when you're getting like the fresh espresso pull of it and then you get the whiskey in there.
Yeah. So it's a different ball game, and yeah, that stuff does matter. And then, like, I like how, and even with everything you tried, if it was like a, you know, it was a mixed, it was Irish coffee or a straight up cocktail, or even some of the beer stations, they took their time and like, wait, I'm not done, you know, like, and then they properly made every single.
I gotta shave something on there. I gotta dress this.
I gotta turn the spoon the opposite direction and make sure I get that cream just right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, attention to detail, you know, and like you said, man, like you can dig it after you drink a lot like we do. You can dig the detail,
right?
You know. Yeah, it was a dope party, man. The Longman and Eagle had a Manhattan-inspired cocktail.
Oh, cool.
Which was kind of cool with a bourbon I never heard of called the Smooth Ambler.
Smooth Ambler, damn.
Yeah, didn't know anything about that, man. Yeah, it was groovy, man. Grist House in Pennsylvania, or they're in Pennsylvania somewhere. They had a beer called Morning Feels. So it was a wheat ale. It had milk, sugar, and vanilla, but it had coffee and tea. The crew that they partnered with is a coffee and tea house. So they put coffee and tea in the beer. That was interesting.
Sounds good.
Miskatonic brought an old ale that they put coffee in. You know, this year, Cruz Blanca was right in the middle. They were kind of the feature brewery. As soon as you walk in, boom, they're in the middle of the – everyone else is around in a circle. They're right in the middle.
Okay, because in the middle before, it was kind of like tables like right, to stand at.
Tables where you could chill. Yeah, and this year, there was an emphasis on folks going upstairs. We ended up upstairs like most of the night.
Okay, and Guinness was upstairs?
And Guinness was upstairs. They were pouring almost a full fleet, you know, of their beers plus the coffee offerings.
Okay.
Which was one was a triple with Castara.
Okay, I think they were pouring that last year, right? Because that was the first beer that they brewed out of the Boston.
Out of Baltimore, yeah.
Baltimore.
Yeah. So, dude, the Guinness dude had the sweetest little lapel pin. It was the Pelican. The Pelican holding a fresh pint of Guinness.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was so nice. I'm like, dude, how come I never get stuff like this in the mail? That thing looked really cool.
No, it's pretty nice, yeah.
Yeah. What are a couple other standouts, man? Yeah, man, that Cruz Blanca, it was a pineapple pineapple barrel aged Chardonnay barrel aged Saison with Cascara. Yeah, that was really cool.
What was the scene like compared to last year? You went to the morning, then this time it was the evening, so you've kind of seen both of them.
Yeah.
How's that different? Like, what's the audience like?
Remember, I was with you last year.
Yeah, we were in the morning.
Was that in the morning?
Yeah.
I guess you're right.
Yeah, or the early session.
Yeah, like, the early session.
Does it feel different? Is it like a different, like...
Yeah, because it was like, it was more about like, hey, you know, I'm kind of kicking myself for not trying every single case study, for not trying as many different beers as possible. You know, in the night session, it was like, all right, cool, listen, I'm out of beer. I'm going to go downstairs. And yeah, if someone tells me to try something, I'll try it that I know. Mm-hmm. Or I'm just going for this one thing I liked again.
Okay, right? So you went back to repeats again more often.
Yeah,
okay.
I was doing a lot more of that, you know, just more about conversation. It was weird. It was more about just conversating and enjoying the vibe than it was like really getting after every beer. And I'm kicking myself for that. And I think if I went in the morning, I'd have been more dialed in, you know? Like I can remember we did a doubleheader. It was headquarters, and then we went to Style Fest after that.
Right, yeah.
In the morning, we were really getting after it. We were trying we were hitting all the marks.
At headquarters. At Style Fest, not so much.
So I'm kicking myself for not like really getting after it at this fest.
You think the coffee was just as many people going after the coffee in that night session as you maybe saw in the morning session?
Cruz Blanca had cotton candy, which is cool. They had a malt-based cocktail with no alcohol at all. It was like a malt-based beverage. Yeah, all the coffee, all the espresso shots were on one side. And then, you know, maybe the other two-thirds of the circle was beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still, you know, I haven't gone to the night session, but I would prefer this morning session just because the level of coffee you're going to have, you're ready to rock that day.
Yeah.
You don't want to end that night and be like, okay, what are we doing? And people are like, I'm going to go home. And you're like, what? I'm like amped up and you're ready to go. Mm-hmm. So that's got to be tough for that night crew.
Yeah. And then like, and just the sheer amount of like coffee roasters that I wasn't aware of. Well, you know, there was Onyx Coffee Labs. And then there were a handful of like out of state coffee producers. But like locally, there was a crew called the Kindred Coffee.
Oh, I don't know.
Out in West Chicago that I had never heard of. You know, and then, just seeing a bunch of coffee. The coffee and beer options abound. I mean, come on, it's hard to mess up. It was good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, Metric, PT's, they're in Kansas, Ruby, Sump. Sump was there last year.
Yeah, Sump was there. What were some of my other notes from Uppers and Downers? Apparently, there's an Uppers and Downers London and Berlin.
Nice.
Yeah. Coming up. Very solid party, man. Just glad we went.
Cool. So keep a lookout for tickets for those two. If you're, you know, if for some reason you're listening to a Chicago Beer Pass and you're in London.
I mean, you know, Brad was in Ireland for like 10 days. So, you know, like it's not unusual.
Well, I'll be over in London. I'll spread the word too soon. Yeah.
I will name a few beers that I wish I would have tried. The Alarmist Big Shoulders combo. That was their
the Java Juice.
Java Juice. I kind of wanted to try that. Central State. I missed Off Color. I missed Hopewell. Yeah, a lot of misses. Ugh. All right, I'm gonna shut up now.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, you know, it was good. This Illuminated thing. It was a white stout with peaches, cinnamon, and coffee. It was called Cafe Peachy. Dug that one.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah. Rolling Meadows was there. That's the crew we had on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I really dug that. Oh, Four Letter Word. That was a really good one, too. Goule. Farmhouse Ale with Coffee and Cascara.
Okay.
I really enjoyed those. They were the lighter beers where they try to pull out, you know, more fruit-forward coffee notes.
Right.
I really like that angle of this competition. Shout out to Sketchbook because they brought the Belgian Double. You know, I'm always looking for, like, you know,
the non-stouts.
Yeah, I think that's the win at these things.
It's easy to put coffee in your stout, Goose Island. So.
Your barley wine, like they did this year. Yeah, it was the barley wine. Yeah, and I think they had a 2017 BCS with coffee.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, man, they got a good framework for that thing, man. Mm-hmm. That was a good time.
Cool. Sounds good. I was sad to miss it, but I was drinking plenty of Guinness out in Ireland.
Oh, dude, you were on the Emerald Isle, man.
Yeah. That was, I didn't make it to anything Chicago related, but I was doing plenty of drinking in Ireland. The craft beer scene there is definitely exploded since I went there, what, 5 years ago? Like, yeah. There is just a lot more. You can typically find something else that's not Guinness. I don't know, what are the, like, the staples, like, yeah, your big macros.
I'm trying to think. Oh, Carlsberg.
Yeah. So you can typically find something kind of local if it's that town that you're in or that county. Like, they'll have, like, every county has a beer named, like, a brewery named after that, so they'll have that kind of thing.
Do you land in Dublin, or do you go? Did you go somewhere else?
We went to Dublin, then we were in Belfast.
Okay.
Then we went over to Sligo and down to Galway. So we were all over. So we were driving around.
Every time I think of Belfast, I think of that Sons of Anarchy episode where they kidnapped a kid. And they end up in Belfast.
They're damn.
So they leave LA and go to, like, fucking Belfast to find this kid.
Okay. But yeah, beer was pretty good there. I don't know. There was a couple standouts. One of the best things I drank that whole week was from Doolin. Mm-hmm. It was their Doolin Lager. And it was just, like, a really great lager. That was the same night we were drinking a lot of Irish coffee, so having, like, kind of a little more hop-forward pilsner was really nice.
Yeah, and it's all about the bars over there, right? Like, it's not really about, like, hey, let's hit up this new brewery. Like it, here it would be like, all right, cool, we got some downtime, let's go find a new brewery.
Yeah.
That's Chicago.
These breweries, we were at some place, that Doolin place, and I'm like, oh, this is your beer, like, or because it was brewed for them, or they're part of it. I was like, oh, you guys brew here? They're like, no, it's, like, out in the country, like, you can't go there. And even a sister-in-law, she went to a place, they, like, walk there, and they, like, knocked on the door, and the guy's like, nah, you can't come in here. But he'd be gay, but, like, Irish people are so nice. He's like, I'm sorry you made it all the way here. Here's, like, a 4-pack of beer.
Oh.
Like, just well, that's because, cool. Like.
It's not like Argus where you just ring the doorbell. No one fucking answers. And you're just like, well, where do I go now?
So that's cool. But, yeah, the breweries, finding the actual place that makes the beer is tough.
That's a different thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah, definitely a good time. We were talking to some guy, one of the bartenders at this place called, what was it, Dices? Or, yeah, I'm blanking on the name. We were talking about beer, and I mentioned how many breweries we have in Chicago, and so we were going back and forth. And he mentioned how their beer is so low. It's like, you know, 5% is kind of like your top.
Yeah.
And he's like, the reason is because Irish like to drink for the long haul. Like, we're Americans are like, oh, one or two, I'm good for the night. They're like, we got all day here.
Like, yeah, we drink all day, all night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. You keep them low so you can just keep going.
Yeah. And then I really like the, you know, tap handle situation is a little different over there. Everything kind of like, it's like illuminated, it glows.
Yeah, they're kind of nice.
Yeah. And I'm like, we don't see that a lot here. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. But everywhere over there has it.
Yeah, so some good beers. I have a stout that we may open up for one of the beer reviews here, so check that out on the YouTube channel. Yeah, I don't know, not much to say. I didn't make it to the Guinness factory, but I had been there, or the Guinness experience, whatever you want
to
call it.
Yeah, that'd be like going to, like, you know, something on Michigan Avenue here.
Right. I've been there,
yeah.
So I'm good.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
One and done kind of thing.
I hear you.
Oh.
Very cool.
Did you make it anything else then?
Man, I went out to Evil Horse down in Crete. Nice. They were talking about how they got this new promo about the trail, the Dixie Highway Brewery Trail. Yeah, okay. So the Dixie Highway Brewery Trail is a collection of 8 breweries. It starts on the south side in Beverly at Horse Thief Hollow, and then it goes all the way out to Crete where they are, which is kind of the edge. That's the edge of civilization right there. It's Crete, Illinois.
So who's on the highway?
Let's see, who's on the highway? We got Blue Island, Vice District, Evil Horse, Flossmoor Station, Rabid, which is also in Homewood, One Trick Pony. Yeah. And that's your collective.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, there's Malt Row, there's the Chicago Brewing District.
This is a dangerous. I do not drive on this highway late at night.
And there's 8 fucking breweries and they're nowhere near each other. It's not the same neighborhood. That's what I meant to say. Yeah. I'm not going to say they're, like, super far apart. but the, it's not the same. These breweries are not in the same neighborhood. This is more of a cruise, like kind of like you know, like if you got some downtime and you want to leave the city, you do something like this. Oh, but the whole point of the trail is because they're setting up a Oktoberfest festival in at Balmoral, which is a decommissioned racetrack out in Will County.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
So it's like, hey, if you hit all eight breweries and get your trail passport stamped, you know, you are entered into VIP tickets. You enter to win VIP tickets to the fest in October. So they're just trying to drum up some momentum around the notion of hitting a ton of breweries outside of the city.
Not in one day.
Not in one day. Yeah. Exploring the trail.
Exploring
right?
the trail. Okay. I like
experience,
that.
Experiencing Chicagoland, you know, outside yeah. of the city sort of thing.
That makes sense. Yeah. Nice. I don't know anything about Rabbit.
Yeah. Rabbit is, Rabbit sits, there's a strip mall with like a Jewel Osco and a Home Depot in it, right? And then behind the Home Depot is a brewery.
Okay.
It's kind of, it's not your normal setup.
Oh man, yeah. Is that the pass or is that like, no. That looks like the thing you get at the hotel to yeah. tell you about, like, these are the attractions around.
It's a trifold, right. Because, you know, it's pretty far down there, you know? Like,
yeah.
I think so from downtown, you're talking like 30 miles.
Okay.
You know, like where we are near Evanston, man, it's like, mm-hmm. it's legit hour 10 to get to Crete.
Oh, so it does have little stamps here.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I like the approach, man, because, you know, like you were saying, like, you know, you got roots in the West Burbs. A lot of people have roots outside of the city, or you have people that you want to go see that are not in the city. Like, this kind of opens up, you know, your inspiration to want to go do something outside the city. Mm-hmm. I know it does. Like, I have nephews in Crete. So the first thing I'm thinking is, hey, Crete's not that bad. I'm gonna go see my nephews after this.
Man, a trend of these places, though, are they are not open, what, Mondays and Tuesdays? Blue Island, they're open, what, Wednesday through Sunday.
Oh, did we say, Vice District. Horse Thief Hollow and Open Outcry were the other two we left off for eight total.
Oh, okay, nice.
Yeah. Eight total. So it actually starts on, like, 110th Street and goes down to, if you're in Crete, you're talking, like, 225th Street, essentially,
okay.
Right? Something like that, so.
What are the food, family? Nice. This is a little nice little brochure. It has a nice, some good info on here.
That's cool. Yeah. It sounds like something that Blue Island kicked off. And then, you know, Horse Thief Hollow's, not Horse Thief Hollow, but Evil Horse. Evil Horse. Man, because there's so many horses. There's Horse Thief Hollow, there's One Trick Pony, and there's Evil Horse.
Yeah.
But Evil Horse is kind of saying, listen, since the festival is closest to us, we'll go ahead and take the lead on this project. So
cool.
Yeah. So that's cool. That's the other thing I did this week.
Nice. And they are, all of these except Horse Thief Follow are, oh no, and Rapid are dog friendly.
Yeah.
So.
Nice. Oh, so you can take your dag.
Yeah.
You take your dag. On
I know. I know. There's always people looking for that. Especially as it warms up.
Yeah, you need the thing. Like, you need the experience set up for you. And then once it's set up, people are going to do it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's cool.
And with Illinois Craft Beer Week coming up, you could spend your week on the Dixie Highway.
Yeah. There you go.
Awesome.
So, yeah, man. That was my week, man.
That was your week. That was my week. Back in America land, drinking America stouts.
It's a good one. This is a good one to come back to, man.
Yeah, I felt like I was drinking plenty of stouts over there.
Yeah.
Especially Guinness. Like, I don't know. I also drank some Coors Light because Coors Light is supposedly different over there. It tastes about the same. I don't know. They say it's different.
Okay.
I was told that it was different, so I had it. I was like, okay, that's Coors Light. One crazy thing is we were somewhere and Corona. People were ordering Coronas.
Really?
As like, I feel like it was their shit beer or their like, their high life,
Hams,
their
whatever.
Hams,
yeah.
Their Paps. They were ordering Coronas. Like, it was like a thing.
Dude, we've all had a Corona phase. Some of us have had a Cornitas phase. I love the little Cornitas, man. They're so cute.
Yeah, no, they're fine, but Ireland, you're so far.
It's the last thing I would order is a coronita in fucking Ireland. Yeah.
Right.
But I mean, but if I was Irish, right, and I'd be like, oh, man, maybe, I don't know.
It's gotta be like, it's not good in the United States because it's a clear bottle. You know, you're just having issues there. In Ireland, this isn't gonna work out for you.
Man, if you go to, you know, Coronaville or wherever the fuck they make Corona, it's not like going to St. James Gate. It's gonna be, you know, it's gonna taste the same there probably.
The people that I saw drinking it too, you know, they got their lime, they drop it in. I don't think they know you gotta flip it. They just pushed it in.
Like, push it in.
Oh, you gotta like turn it up to like,
man, it's been so long, man.
Right? I feel like that you have to do that, right? Isn't that a thing?
Man.
But they didn't do that.
Corona. So that's brilliant marketing, though. Whoever said, hey, make sure everybody has a lime.
Mm-hmm.
That's the, you know, that kind of separates them from everybody in that macro spaces.
Why didn't they ever make lime Corona? Like there's Bud Light Lime.
There is Bud Light Lime.
Make lime Corona.
Yeah.
Let's save some limes.
Save Brad from getting
the save lime. The limes. But yeah, it was weird. I was like, "What, Corona?"
That's a bit odd.
Yeah, it almost made me want to get one, but then I thought better of myself.
And you snapped too, and was like, "Wait a second,
why would I?
I'm not getting a Corona."
Yeah,
we're drinking out of this Heartland Symposium glass.
The Heartwood.
Heartwood mm-hmm. Symposium. That was the 2012 Brewers Association Craft Brewers Conference that was in Chicago. I want to say it was the last time I was in Chicago.
Yeah, it was.
And I noticed it because the last time I had that actual beer that they made. Well, you made a documentary about this beer.
Yeah.
And then I had this beer. Last time I had it was at Haymarket.
Nice.
When we did
Didn't we open a can or a bottle here?
Did we open one up here?
I think we did.
We didn't like it.
It is not.
This day in the sun is gone.
It's 9 years now because the Craft Brewers Conference is happening like right now.
In Denver of all places.
Yeah. So 9 years ago that Heartwood was made. So.
It's got to come back, man. I say next year, man, it needs to come back here. NBA All-Star Game is coming here for the first time in 30 years. We need the Craft Brewers Conference mm-hmm. to make a return to Chicago.
That'd be good.
Because I want to go. I just don't feel like leaving the town. You know?
True.
I've never left town for CBC. I'll go for GABF. CBC.
You went to Portland?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I did go to Portland. Portland was good.
Yeah. Portland was good. But Denver, please.
Yeah, man. Come on. Anywhere but Denver, right?
Yeah. That should be the call for the Craft Brewers Conference. Anywhere but Denver.
Anywhere but
Denver. Nice. All right. Enough of that. What's happening?
Now we're rambling.
What's happening this week? Anything? I know this episode is we're recording on a Friday. It may not come out today. It might come out Saturday over the weekend. Yeah. But anything people should have checked out or grabbed tickets for?
Saturday, April 6th is Saison Day at Off Color.
Okay.
So it sounds like a collab between Off Color and Allagash. So Allagash is showing up. They're bringing four of their fun beers, and Off Color's
going to tap takeover.
Yeah.
Style.
Invasion, you know. Yeah, so Off Color and Allagash are getting together for Saison Day.
Cool.
Yeah. It reminds me that Orval Day was last. We missed Orval Day during your time in
Ireland. Oh, damn. So we'll probably dive into some more events next week because, you know, it's the end of the week. We'll be recording again. Come back. We'll ramble some more.
You know? I have more events next week, too.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. What about some news? What's been happening?
Give you some news. I just want to shout a few places I went in the last couple weeks, man. We went to Mars. That was the unofficial after party for us after Uppers and Downers. They got an arcade now. They had this one room that was kind of like just like an art exhibit. Now it's a full-on arcade, free play. Very cool. At Mars.
That's awesome.
Went to Three Floyds, went to Windmill, which is down the street from Three Floyds.
Is that a bar?
It's a brewery.
Brewery.
It's a brewery. They actually did a collab with Microphone last year. Windmill's stuff is like all haze. All haze and then like some hoppy farmhouse stuff.
Interesting.
Just as good as the haze. They're sneaky good.
Okay.
And then Soundgrowler. Went to Soundgrowler, I got the...
Tacos?
No, I didn't get the tacos. Got the orange haze.
Oh, that's good, right?
Orange haze six pack.
It's not the juice good.
No,
but it's good.
It is delicious.
Yeah.
One of the better things I've had this week. Yeah. Shout out to Half Acre too, man. Went up there and got something called Melt Forever. It's their haze with lemon.
Okay.
Yeah, fantastic stuff. Oh, all right, news. We talked about dogs earlier. Small Bar Logan, the last small bar.
The only small bar.
They announced plans to construct a rooftop tiki bar / dog park. It's going to come with an obstacle course for your dogging, man.
Nothing can go wrong.
Nothing
here.
At all. That's gonna be pretty
a rooftop tiki dog park.
That's gonna be good, man. I got a dog. I'm taking this dog to this. This opens in 2 weeks, allegedly.
All right.
I'm down for that, man. Oscar Blues is in the news because they're getting sued by Guns N' Roses. So the Oscar Blues has a beer called the Guns N' Roses Rose Ale. And it looks just like fucking DNR's logo.
Funny.
Yeah, so they're being sued.
Nice. Yeah. Guns N' Roses is like, hey, we're still here.
What you will not be doing is the the Guns N' Roses.
But then
what kind of shit is that? You're gonna do a gun and with the N, like Guns N' Roses.
But
hey.
Then Guns N' Roses would be like, oh wait, maybe this is a good idea because someone might listen to us now.
You know. That Motley Crue documentary came out on Netflix. I've been playing Motley Crue like every week since it came out. Yeah. Stone is in the news, man, because they won a preliminary injunction motion against Miller Coors for that Keystone thing.
Yeah.
So Keystone came out with these cans that just say Stone in huge letters. So they're on the way to winning their suit against Miller Coors, you know, because it confuses folks, you know. It says Stone, and then there is also a brewery named Stone. That's probably not the thing to do, just like the GNR thing.
I think Stone has the case, and they should win this. Mm-hmm. It does not confuse people because they are two different drinkers.
That is true. Mm-hmm. That is true. They are two different drinkers. One more bit of news on Stone, man. They built a brewery in Berlin, and you know, it got off to a slow start. So they sold it to BrewDog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So BrewDog has bars around the world. They got like 20 of them, 20 bars around the world, and they're based in Scotland. They have a bar in Berlin.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's probably they're like, hey, we understand this Europe, this Germany thing a little better than you, so we'll go ahead and buy your brewery.
That's nice. Yeah, cool.
That's pretty cool for them, man.
Speaking of Stone, we were spreading rumors that they were going to buy that or go into the Beta Brau space.
Yeah, that was one of the rumors.
But that didn't happen. This news happened, I think, maybe in the weeks between us recording. Moody Tongue.
That's a dark horse right there.
What? Yeah. Moody Tongue's Moody going Tongue. Into the giant space that man. Is Beta Brau.
It's a 15-barrel system over there with these massive, I'm going to say, like, you know, not 90s, but probably like 30-barrel, 60-barrel fermenters in this
They're
joint.
Big. That,
this was a big operation that Beta Brau was running.
With a huge, like, I don't know, like dining room bar. I don't know what you want to call it.
Yeah, it's like a modern German beer hall. And adjacent to that was an event space. And mm-hmm. then there's this massive floor downstairs that they use to do everything from concerts to like blood wrestling. Like, they just had a ton of space. Their space was dope. I'm glad someone's using it. But yeah, I don't know. This Moody Tongue thing is interesting because like when you go to Moody Tongue in Pilsen, like the aesthetic is totally different from German beer hall, and that's what Beta Brau was. It was modern German beer hall. So they're gonna have. I don't wonder how that's gonna transfer over because it sounds like they're moving. It's not an addition. They're moving.
Right. They kind of outgrew that space.
Yeah.
But I bet they have to do some build up because before Beta Brau went away, we had them on and the chef. That kitchen sounded like it was tiny.
Yeah. Yeah.
How are you gonna make chocolate cake in that tiny kitchen? Man. So you got to build that out. I bet they offer like a full menu now. Makes sense for what they want to do, what Jared does.
Yeah, and then it sounds like they're selling out of beer in China, right? Like they're opening up. They're beyond like just trying to serve a Chicago. Like they're a Chicago brewery, but they got their eye on taking over the world, man.
Were they at the – I know I saw Instagram stories from Pipeworks and – Beguile, they were at the Beijing Craft Beer Fest. Was Moody Tongue there?
That's interesting. I don't know.
They're selling all this beer in China.
Man. Better have some of your Emperor's steeped Saison.
You got to be at the fest, right?
Lemon Saison.
Maybe they were there, but I just didn't.
Yeah, they do make good beers. It's an interesting play. Cause
I don't
even
think Moody Tongue does social media. I don't even see anything.
Yeah.
Never. But
But yeah, man, like their approach is different for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wonder, like, because like we were thinking, we're like, man, is Moody Tongue like, are they need to make that much more beer? Like I kind of figured like the place they were in was kind of comfortable for them, but they're kind of like, nah, man, go beer, go home.
Yeah, like you said, that beer's it's around here.
Yeah,
but it's not really around. Like, you know, like people don't have it.
Yeah, I seen at Benny's. I picked up some gingerbread.
Yeah,
barrel aged gingerbread stout over the winter. I picked up a single bottle of that. It came in 4-packs. I picked up a single bottle of that over the winter. But yeah, it's like kind of, you know, it makes the rounds. I'm more likely to go to that spot in Pilsen than I am to pick it up in the store.
Totally agree. Yeah. Like, I would rather have it there. I'd rather have one glass of that versus the 4-pack. Be like, oh, let me have it here. Let me try a few different things.
Let's get these oysters. Or if it's post game, let's get this chocolate cake. Let's go, right? But yeah, but that's my Moody's Tongue experience.
Yeah.
So hopefully they can translate that, because that's a good vibe in Pilsen. Mm-hmm. That's really like... Shit, it's on a short list. If somebody's in town and like, where should I go? I'm like, man, you should probably get your ass to Moody Tongue.
Yeah.
That, you know, so yeah. So,
all right, maybe we'll try to talk to Jared or something, get him on, find out what's up.
Good call. Yeah. So far we got Argus and we got Moody Tongue. We should probably get in here.
Yeah.
Or go there.
They're one like or two. Right down the street from each other, right? Close.
No, Mr. I live in Wicker Park. No, they're not.
What's you're on the other side.
You're like, oh, well, clearly all this shit is south of Soldier Field. So, yeah, it's like right next to each other.
Yeah, once I'm on the other side of 290 there, I have no concept of how far stuff is.
All right, man. Let's talk about Wrigley Field, man. Wrigley Field announced their beer lineup. It's baseball season. White Sox won their home opener today. Let's go, White Sox. Nice. Oh, but the beer lineup at Wrigley Field came out. Zombie Dust is on tap, along with Gumball Head.
Oh, okay.
How about that? Just going to run through some of the craft offerings, because none of this shit was on tap there last year, except for Lagunitas. They were there last year.
Okay.
Revolution's got 3 taps. Half Acre's going to have 2 taps. Goose Island's got 10 taps.
Well, yeah.
Surprise, surprise. But you got a little Beguile Blonde, a tap for Brooklyn. And I don't know if these are taps. But, oh, Cruz Blanca's going to be there with Mexico Calling. That's their lager.
Okay.
Yeah. So we won't say taps. We'll just say beer offerings.
Do you think this has anything to do with also Three Floyds coming out in cans?
Coming out in cans. And then according to...
you can't be a baseball beer without cans.
This is a fact. And they're almost too... They're almost kind of like... Although they were out front with like big-ass hoppy beers all year. Even their American barley wine is hoppy as fuck. But yeah, but they're kind of like taking their time coming out with cans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think with Rev and Half Acre just kind of like... Rev out the gate.
Right.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and then apparently they built another brewery just for cans that was an old like Whole Foods distro in Munster.
Damn.
So they're not even doing the cans at
the space.
Right.
Okay.
So yeah. But
how much do you think a Gumball Head is at a baseball game?
Last time I was at Wrigley like maybe 3 years ago, Matilda was going for like $11 a pop. And it was a bottle of Matilda.
Right. So
you might cost
12?
You
12 to 15 for a Gumball Head?
I mean, I'm going to say over-under is like $13 on the fucking on a cup of Gumball Head. When Zombie Dust comes, 15. Easy. That's easy money. Yeah. $15 all day if they put Zombie Dust on. And you know, I had Zombie Dust recently, man. You know, it's fine. But it was a Citra when it came out. The original Zombie Dust was a single hop Citra, and it was money.
Yeah.
And it's not that anymore. It's fine, but it ain't what it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like craft beer and will support this, but if I'm at a baseball game, I'm not throwing down $15 for a beer.
This is smart. You come out the gate with Gumball and what was the other one?
Zombie Dust.
No. Gumball and probably
Pride and Joy. Robert the Bruce.
You come out the gate with Gumball Head and Robert the Bruce. You know, bring them in with that 12. You know, halfway through the season, off the top rope, Zombie Dust 15. Let's go. That's what. Robert the Bruce. Man. You know, it's funny, when I went to Floyd's this week, that's the first beer I got.
What? You like missed them.
I'm telling you, man, the $6 for the Scotch Ale in the Nonic pint. Look, man, Yeah.
So you got it on price?
Yeah, my buddy. my buddy got the full bottle of the horchata. I was like, you Brad Chmielewski here with this fucking horchata here? The full bottle of the brewery horchata ale.
Oh, nice.
I was like, fuck that. Robert the Bruce, please. And it was delicious. It was delicious, man. At like, you know, like 11 o'clock and on like a Monday. It was great.
But not even price on Gumblehead or Zombie Dust. Those beers you just crush, right? Yeah. Like you're also at a baseball game. You go through beer fast.
Yeah.
You're not even enjoying it.
It's the luxury item in if you're just talking everyday crushable beers that you would drink out of a bottle or a can. If you look at the whole Reyes lineup, right, where, you know, there's a little something or Anti-Hero or Daisy Cutter, the luxury item in that lineup is fucking Zombie Dust, mm-hmm. right? That's that, you know, so yeah. If, yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
But that's awesome for Wrigley.
If you're because their beer selection is dragging ass because out at Sox Park, there's like 70 craft beers. Mm-hmm. And I think they're just finally, they're paying attention to what people drink. Yeah. So good for them. Yeah. Oh, also in the news, man, that Spanish brewery that bought Founders a few years ago, mm-hmm. Mal San Miguel, they're teaming up to buy 40% of Avery out in Colorado.
Oh.
And this is combined with the 30% they bought last year, so they own 70%. So,
yeah, I was like, I thought they already, but yeah, okay.
Yeah, Mal San Miguel has been a family-owned Spanish brewery for 125 years.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're calling it a Mal San Miguel Founders purchase because Founders will have, like, you know, decision-making. They'll be at the table when it's time to make decisions going forward.
Okay.
On what Avery does.
You want Founders making decisions?
Fucking Founders, man. Yeah, man. They got some fucked up policies at Founders. It's something like basically like, oh, you know, when you sign to work here as an employee, like you give up all rights to challenge us if something happens to you, like if they're calling you racial slurs or if you're being sexually harassed. Like you give those rights up as an employee of Founders, which is so fucking, oh, man. That's horrible.
Yeah, we never got into it here.
I never got into it. But yeah, that's brutal Founders. I pass on Founders a lot now over that shit. And I like Founders. Mm-hmm. It's easy to find. It's always delicious. But they're run by some fucking assholes. So there's that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, but yeah, that's just the news, man.
Man, we're going on a downer. All right, let's get out of here. We'll be back in a few days. But where can people find you? Get in touch, Nick.
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRAD. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. Website, ChicagoBeerPass.com. YouTube page, check that out. Like I said, we'll probably have another Irish stout we're going to be drinking. Lots of stuff going up there. You know, just there's so much beer. We just can't. Once a week, we can't cover it all.
There's so much beer.
So much beer. It's exhausting. All right. Take care.
Cheers.